WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Mako. We're in Ocean City. We're going to be having crab cakes with the Maryland Lottery and Goodwill and Window Nation and the Restaurant Association of Maryland and Restaurant Week. Anything you want to say about Restaurant Week, Senator Ben Cardin?
Well, first, you got to get a little more excited about being here. I mean,
listen, I've been driving 4 hours. I've had three cups of Rofo coffee in a while. I stopped in Queenstown, Easton, Cambridge, everywhere there is a stop.
Did you help a small business in each one of those places?
Every single place I go is all I'm doing.
That's what we want to see. We want to see you spending some money.
I was at Suicide Bridge yesterday. I was at RAR yesterday. Day before that, I was at Crabs to Go, and I was at Burley. I'm doing 31 breweries, all local, 31 crab cakes, and there's nothing but a local crab cake. We went through that last year.
Well, that's very true. Well, first of all, it's great to be here. It's great to see people out. It's great to see what's happening here in Ocean City. It's exciting. The businesses are doing well. Again, record numbers are here.
Hotel rooms are really expensive. I'm figuring they must have been full, right?
They are. Well, look, it's prime time.
This is it. You got to make your money. You got 3 months.
Actually, in Ocean City now, it's year-round, and certainly the fall is going to be pretty busy here. They have that music concert coming
Everybody
up.
Everybody wants to see Dave Matthews. Can you... You know anybody down here, Uncle Ben?
I've already been approached to try to get tickets. They're not right. They have to reopen and sell some more tickets. They're doing great. Look, it's exciting. It's really exciting to see things booming the way they are right here. People happy. The weather's been great. It's good to see people I haven't seen for a long time. So I'm excited. It's also good to see businesses doing well. I know these are tough times. Look, small businesses have challenges on getting workers. They have challenges on supply chain and cost issues. So we all have to recognize that we are coming out of a pandemic. We have the aftermath of, not the aftermath, but the current circumstances of a war in Ukraine, energy costs. These are tough times. But I think people are more optimistic today than I've seen. I'm glad to see people.
All right. Don Mohler's not here today, but he's fishing questions. First things first, inflation reduction. Let's talk about inflation, where all this came from, what a plague does, what wars do, what getting out of wars mean for our country. But this week, historic for my party, your party, the Democratic side, and what's going on in Washington, where you say we can't get anything done. It takes forever, and then Joe's handing the pen to Manchin, and next thing you know, we have law, right?
It's been an incredible Congress that started in January of last year. When you look at what's been done, a lot bipartisan, a lot Democrats alone. Most recent, of course, the Inflation Reduction Act. Not only is that going to help in regards to energy costs, not only is it going to help in regards to health care costs, it's also going to help in regards to the climate issues, particularly the Chesapeake Bay, help us in dealing with coastal resiliency. So it's a major bill. But we also passed the PACT Act that helps our veterans deal with the toxic diseases and will establish two new community veterans facilities in our state, one in Prince George's County, one in Baltimore City. We also passed, as you know, the bipartisan infrastructure bill. We also passed the CHIPS and Science bill. We also passed so many bills that are important, the Safer Communities Act. So there's been a lot of bills being passed in a Congress in which Democrats have 50 seats in the Senate and Republicans have 50 seats in the Senate, yet we've been able to get things done.
We as a country allowed the chip thing to get away from us, right? Japan started making stuff in the 70s and 80s. We started buying it, right? And then China started. How did we not see this or get in on this when the industrial, when the point went down? As you know, my dad worked at the point.
Well, we were naive. You know, we thought we would just allow manufacturing to take place wherever people wanted to invest their dollars. And other countries were putting out a lot stronger incentives than we were for companies to locate. It's our technology. The semiconductors are our technology. We developed the chips. We developed the advanced chips. And yet, we are not producing much of the chips here in the United States at all. In fact, for the advanced chips, we virtually do none. We're very dependent upon Taiwan for our chips. And we know what's going on right now between China and Taiwan. we have to be secure in America on manufacturing of chips. It will not only be important for us to have chips for automobiles and appliances and for our weapon systems, but also the related industries on high-tech manufacturing. So this was a big deal to get this CHIPS bill done, where we'll be investing direct funds as well as tax credits to have advanced manufacturing here in America.
Ben Cardin is our guest. He is our good senator here from the state of Maryland. We're at MACO in Ocean City. I'm near all the electeds over here to the side. You're right next to Andy Harris, between Dutch Ruppersberger and Senator Van Hollen as well. The rhetoric. I've been all over the state, right? So I'm doing 31 crab cakes. I was in Deep Creek last week, Cumberland. I was in Cambridge yesterday. The guns, the NRA, the red Trumps, the Brandon, all of that. In our state, there was an election recently, and things have sort of changed back from being purple to maybe a little bit more blue for the time being. Some thoughts about the next 8 weeks and finishing out an election, which you've been pretty good at doing for a couple of decades so far. You know?
Well, you know, midterm elections are always a little bit unpredictable. We know normally the party that is in power in the White House, usually there's an adjustment in the midterm elections. I must tell you, we're very optimistic on the control of the United States Senate. I know that the House of Representatives, they're also optimistic Democrats can now maintain, based upon a couple things. First, getting things done in Congress. That's made a huge difference. And then secondly, we see what a runaway extreme Supreme Court can do, and there's a concern about making sure that we have the checks and balances in the Congress itself. So I think that's going to help Democrats in the midterm elections. So I'm optimistic. In Maryland, we have great nominees. We had a very competitive primary, but we came through it united. So I think Democrats are in great position in Maryland and in the country.
Can expand the court?
I think that's an issue for another day's discussion. I think we're all very sensitive to what is an appropriate role in regards to the Congress in checks and balances on the courts. What this Supreme Court has done is unconscionable, and we need a Congress that will respond to it. I hope that we'll pass Roe v. Wade so that there's a national protection in that regard, that we will deal with some of the Supreme Court decisions where we have legislative authority.
What concerns you the most in regard to January 6th and the aftermath of whatever is going to become of this? And certainly what happened to Liz Cheney this week, right, about getting primaried. Yeah. That to me seems crazy, that an election could turn that way in a state like that on someone that was decorated and popular.
Well, there's two tragedies on January 6th. First, an armed insurrection against our country, against the peaceful transition of power. I never thought I would see that. So I was in harm's way. I was on the Senate floor during the time that
you recounted that with us in the aftermath of that.
So that was tragedy number one. But tragedy number two is that we have too many elected officials, too many Republican leaders that are giving oxygen to those who believe there was some justification for that attack on our Capitol. There's no justification for that. This election was fair and free, and the results were clear that President Biden was elected. It's time for leaders to acknowledge that and not give oxygen to the extremes in our country that have shown that they can become violent.
For our state, I was with Dave Sigmund, who's one of your nephews, who loves you very much. We were out. He actually was involved beer. It was a brewery up at BC Brewery. Randy, let's talk about Baltimore a little bit and your affinity for it, and what's the last 8 years, the red line, all these things. There's a lot of hope with Wes for Baltimore and understanding that it is the economic center of the state, and it's it can't be overlooked.
Oh, absolutely. Look, Baltimore, every urban center has significant challenges. We know that. And they need help. They need help from the state. They need help from the federal government. So I am very encouraged by Wes Moore's commitment to help Baltimore. It's going to need help in regards to law enforcement. It's going to need help in regards to housing. It's going to need help in regards to a governor that recognizes that Baltimore is the economic hub of our state, and that we have to make sure that it is healthy and that the residents of Baltimore City are protected.
All right, so you're speaking here today at MACO. What's going on? Give me a typical MACO for you, other than spending 15 minutes with me. This is this is sort of the wildest convention. And just as a regular citizen, I didn't know much about it until I started coming down here. This is, I don't say the biggest party of the year, but it's certainly the biggest gathering, and it was different during the plague, no doubt.
Oh, no question. It's great to be back. I've been coming to Mako for, I can't tell you how many years. It's been a long time. You know, I'm a former speaker of the state legislature and served in the General Assembly for 20 years before going to Congress. So I've been to Mako meetings for a long, long time. And it's always a gathering. It's always a lot of fun. You really do get a chance to meet with local officials. And look, it is Team Maryland. We all recognize that. We have to work together. We're all representing the same constituents. So it gives us a chance to learn from each other, to form relations that can help the people we represent.
Well, you know, Damien was here, and one thing he said is you talk about best practices for government and what saves money for the people and best investment. That's what goes on in this room, making sure everything's on. As I always say to John Martin from the Maryland Lottery, on the up and up. You know, I mean, you want businesses that are on the up and up in the state doing businesses with the best possible vendors and the best people, right? And the best local people, too.
Oh, absolutely. We are sharing best practices. We are learning from each other. And we're using this opportunity to advance relationships that can help the people we represent, whether it's one county, one municipality, or the state of Maryland. That's why we're all here.
So a guy like you sees me as a sports guy with long hair. Got anything you want to say about the Orioles, Senator Cardin? I mean, this is
exciting.
It's good times right now.
It is. I'm sorry they couldn't beat the Cubs yesterday.
But look at the smile on his face. I start talking baseball.
You're right. A year ago, we probably wouldn't even know who the Orioles were playing. Now we're following every game. They're an exciting race to become in the playoffs. The team you love, they're never out of a game. And their attitude is so much so energetic. They know that they can win. They can beat any team. And that's exciting to see.
I think it's fun seeing a guy like Rutschman come up from the beginning and then seeing how good he's going to be. I mean, you know, we had it with Weeders. We've had it with lots of Mark Aikens. We've had it with players. But he doesn't just feel different. He feels different because of the success they've had. Because one personal team can make a big difference.
Oh, absolutely. It's so exciting. It's exciting to be there at Camden Yards. It's exciting just to follow the daily games.
All right, Senator, it's always good to visit with you.
Take care. Have fun.
They're going to come and grab me. Yeah. It's 14. He's got to go.
But have some fun while you're here, you know, and enjoy a crab cake.
I've been down and back, crab cakes every day. Next week, we're going to be in Eldersburg, Westminster, all over the state of Maryland. Big appreciation to Senator Cardin and his team, including Matt Zink, who I grew up with Matt's uncle. So, you know, I'm don't date myself too much here. We're back for more from Mako. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, Goodwill, Window Nation, and the Restaurant Association of Maryland. And the Senator will tell you, get out and eat September 16th through the 25th. Do it locally. Everybody's showing off. Stay with us. We're BaltimorePositive.com.